Dean Brown, thank you so much for being with us today.
Happy to be here.
First question that I have for you is, you've spent time in Louisiana and Alabama. Mm-hmm. What drew you to the Bowling Green community and Western Kentucky University?
I will say that this wasn't necessarily a planned move. It just came out of the blue that this position was open, and one of my mentors encouraged me to apply. And I did so, and from that, what really drew us to the campus in terms of this strong emphasis on student learning and to see students flourish and to grow, and that everyone at the institution works for providing the sufficient resources needed to help students meet their objectives. Also, moreover, we're in the business here of making better humans. And I think that that was the strong drive that brought me and my family, my wife, she's also an instructor here. Her name is Dr. Tiffany Bostic Brown, soprano, and she is amazing. And my son, Copeland. And her parents moved here as well, so we're happy to be part here in the Bowling Green community, and my mom will in the coming years as well. So
it's a family affair. So you are well educated in the arts, which we know, and your background is in music, which is different from your predecessor, Larry Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of tell me what you're hoping to bring to PCAL with just the different background?
Well, I will say this. Larry left a strong foundation here, and Dean Snyder was so kind and accommodating during the transition here, and I couldn't have asked for a better person to help facilitate that. I am thankful for him for that. With that, I definitely want to continue the good work that's been here, but also to listen to the faculty determine new directions, some of the goals that we want to work on, and we'll talk about those more specifically later, all center around making sure that PCAL has an identity. And you'll see that identity platform roll out in the coming months that I'd call I Am PCAL. And with that, we know that PCAL has different emphases in terms of disciplines and the humanities and social sciences and the arts. So with me, I have learned from my artistic journey of how to team build and how to build these interdisciplinary opportunities and collaborative learning environments. And that's one of the big emphases that I want to focus on in terms of my tenure as dean here.
You basically kind of already explained it, but what is your overall vision for PCAL? What are you hoping to instill in the college while you're here and hoping that it stays, you know, after you leave?
Yeah. Vision is such a complicated word because I'm a firm believer that it involves the totality of the individuals that's in the unit. So for me, I like to define things that I use as goals, and then the vision can come if people buy into it. So some of the things that I think that we really want to focus on, instilling a sense of empowerment into the college, that the college feels like some of the things I've heard that they felt like maybe they've been the underdog for so long. And I want, how do you transform that to a sense of empowerment to know that the value of the artistic and humanities and social science disciplines and how they fuse together to transform what we talk about, making better people? And that has power. And how they can complement, and we can make campus partnerships with the other colleges as well. The other thing I really want to focus on for me is a sense of entrepreneurship. I think that we rarely teach students how to use their discipline and turn it into a revenue generating thing that allows them to practice their discipline while also being financially independent. And so those are the things I hope to instill, that if people buy into it collectively, and that we can keep moving along.
I think that's beautiful. I think that's absolutely beautiful. And I think, too, just hearing you speak on that, I feel like the goals that you're trying to set really plays into the strong community that PCAL has. And you kind of already answered the next question is, how do we keep that community close? And it's by those goals and giving people, you know, these opportunities to collaborate with each other and outside of the college.
Well, I think with that, community is built by establishing a sense of respect for others' disciplines and disciplines outside of your own, and investing and having real conversations about how those other disciplines, you can learn from them to strengthen your own efforts. Also, community is established by trust and honesty and transparency and knowledge. And I think that if we can keep pushing those characteristics within the college and making them become ingrained in the culture of what we do, then that community is there and it's ingrained, it's instilled. The other important thing about sense of community is knowing geographically where are you trying to reach and where are you trying to go. I think the one thing that I love about WKU is that talk about, you know, climb to the top of the hill. One of the things I want to encourage in the college is for us to get off the hill. We need to go to the community at large to grab those individuals by the hand and say, I know you always look to the top of the hill and you always look for that inspiration there. And there seems to be this invisible barrier that exists at the bottom of the hill that you can't break through. Let us help you. Let us come get you and pull you to the top with us. And the most beautiful thing that I found about that is that once that happens, you get so many individuals on top of the hill that it spills out, and then the barrier, it breaks away. And then there becomes this whole big collage of individuals that spill out. And then there is a large community that never existed. And then the hill just goes away and it becomes this one unified front. And that's what we want to do in terms of PCAL and breaking that barrier so people feel that WKU is their university.
So are there any worries as you begin your first semester here at WKU?
I think worries would be probably on my own. I hold myself to a high standard. And I think with that, I want to be sure that I'm practicing plans and initiatives that involve the collective buy-in of all, and that I don't find a place where I can overstep, and that I build a sense of trust from those that have put me in a place of leadership.
So the semester is starting. What are you hoping to see this semester?
There are a lot of things I want to accomplish. But then this semester, I want to establish a baseline where people feel like that I'm accessible to them. That is the one thing that I hope to get this semester. And for the students, find ways to make WKU and the city of Bowling Green your home. And not only just the city, all the surrounding cities. I'll be doing the same thing at the same time. And I'm glad to take that journey together with you.
Well, Dean Brown, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate you coming down to the station and talking with us.
Well, it's my pleasure.